This is the Communications and Technology Committee meeting. It's April 6, 2023. It's 8:31, and we're ready. First is the call to order, which I believe we just did. Comments from the public. Monthly website and social media update.
That's me. So I do apologize. There was an error to the packet that was sent out Thursday of last week. I have corrected that. In the packet that I posted and sent out, I had the places page in here twice for the website and not one page for the places that the folks are that visit our website and one page for the most frequently visited pages. That has been corrected. It's posted on the website. Oregon, our friends in Oregon, it's just a mystery. I don't know.
Well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that it's the closest state to us. They have somewhat similar weather and issues and things going on right now. I don't know. Maybe they're looking at what we do with drought stuff. And
I know that the city of Portland is set up in about the same size as Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And when I've done salary comparisons or other benchmark studies, we've used Portland specifically. So I just wonder if folks in Portland have some sort of attachment to Sacramento as well. I don't know. I just highly speculative, but I know that we used to use Portland a lot in any benchmarks I did for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, Portland is a city that's about the same size as ours. Mm-hmm. And very wonderful city, as a matter of fact. I lived there a couple years. All right.
Okay, and so our favorite web pages that our friends looked at, the number one page was just the main page. They didn't click further. The Deer Creek Scott Road crossing, the stream gauge, not surprising. I will leave that up until we're sure that we're not going to flood, so mm-hmm. until summer comes. How to pay my bill, and then there were two. I have that Deer Creek on there in two different spots. So the first one is linked from the very front page, and the second one folks searched to find it. So that's where we were this month, and we have our same friends that come and see us on Facebook. Are there any questions?
I'm not seeing anything.
Thank you.
Anybody else? No? Okay. Number four, discuss the pipeline. I am very happy that we've got all of our people in the residence receiving the pipeline by mail. All that we know about. That was a big help. I appreciate that, Paul, for helping me get that done. It was something I wanted to do for a long time. So, and it's not going to break the bank even close.
No.
So, I have questions about what the committee is supposed to be doing in relation to the pipeline. And I have some things that I talk about on a regular basis. So I just for the sake of discussion, and this by no means is a criticism of anybody. This is a work in process. It has changed dramatically, I would say, over the years. Used to be one piece of white paper, then it was one piece of on both sides of brown paper. And this is actually a little newspaper. And it's intended to serve the community by giving them information. So I've said this a lot, and I don't know if people think the same way I do, so I'm going to say it again. Not the content, but there's so much there, mm-hmm. and it needs to be broken down. And I know it's a part of a writing process that a lot of people don't use, but when it comes to this particular piece of information, if we have this much writing, I just think we lose them. And I know that it's hard to get all that out in the column or the one front page situation. But so the front page I see, maybe I'm the only one who sees it, it's the outstanding issue of the day. And that's what we did, or that's what Paula did. She put the outstanding issue of the day in there. It's not an unconfusing subject matter, so I understand how difficult it is. I read it in the newspaper, and I think the newspaper puts certain restrictions on what you're able to do, or at least I know they do that with their writers, that they can't really use a lot of bullet points and all that sort of stuff. So my suggestion is, again, is to try and do what we do on page 3. And the same kind of goes for changes to curbside waste services. Again, the pictures help, but there's just a lot of verbiage, and I don't know if anybody's reading it.
So
I'm excited about the fact that we're sending it out to everybody, but I don't know if anybody's reading it.
Well, and logistics this time, you know, we talked a couple of months ago about due dates and about process, and I believe there was an agreement that the draft of the pipeline would be sent out to you and I, Director Butler, several days in advance of the date that it needed to go to publisher. That's not happened any of the months since.
I got it. Excuse me, I got
well,
it.
Well,
I did send it before it went to the publisher, and you both commented on it.
Yeah, let me repeat what I just said. My understanding was we were going to receive it several days in advance of it going to the publisher. I received it at 4:30 one day, and it had to go to the publisher the next morning. I did share some comments similar to those you just made, Director Butler. The front page, while ostensibly it's all about the same topic, a number of different issues are addressed in the body of that article. And I think what would have helped, and this was an observation that I made when I responded at 5:30 the night before it had to go to the publisher the next morning, either separate articles for a few of those issues or at a minimum some subtitling, which would break it up and then differentiate. And without looking at a copy before me right now, I don't recall specifically the different issues that I'm thinking about. So the first paragraph, that's a summary of our meeting. Second paragraph about the grand jury, I would have put that in a very different spot, and I would have put a subtitle to it. Then you've got the rationale for the increases. I think, as you've indicated, there's a lot of verbiage and, again, some subtitles. I think there's important information here. There's a lot of pros, and I think at a minimum some subtitling would have helped. I also commented, as you did, on the second page. I think this is the third consecutive month that we've had a full page dedicated to the changes in solid waste, and I'm not sure we need to repeat that three times, let alone, you know, any more. And so if it's...
Excuse me one second. Has Cal Waste sent out something? I'm pretty sure they have to the residents.
I believe they have, yes.
Yeah, I received something from them. So I don't know if we need to think about other information to go in here. Certainly, I wouldn't want to see the same full page on the solid waste again. I think it's, like I said, I think it's been in there three times. So those are my comments on the pipeline.
So if I could really quickly comment on the Cal Waste, we had worked out with Cal Waste that they would provide us monthly information to include in the pipeline so we could continue the messaging about the changes that were coming, the organics waste, the types of recycling mm-hmm. that they accept, and the differences in how the organics is affecting the yard and garden, which is now just organics. So we've been working with them directly to get that information, and we've been continuing to include that in the monthly pipeline to ensure that that messaging stays consistent with the community and in hopes that they understand that these changes are coming up. We can certainly scale back if that's helpful and make that more of a smaller paragraph so that it's not an entire page, and we can absolutely start doing that next month. One of the things that Amelia and I have been kicking around is we've recently subscribed to Canva, which is a it's a document creator. It's a publisher. Right now we use Publisher for the pipeline. And I think that's where a lot of the clunkiness comes from in the pipeline, because of the formatting. We're restricted to the boxes that we have.
Okay.
And so it's very difficult to keep things within that formatting and without changing the entire document as a whole.
Gotcha.
And so switching to Canva, I think, will give us more flexibility and give us better formatting, and we can have those lengthier and shorter information bullets that would be more helpful to the reader.
Oh, that is such good information.
Because
nothing there pops. I'm sorry. Nothing there pops this time.
Right. Yeah. But if we're going to move to something that's going to give us that flexibility, I'm delighted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely delighted.
In fact, Amelia and I have been testing
the
last couple of days.
This flyer.
We created that flyer. I created this morning. It literally took me 30 seconds to put the notices up on the Safety Center. There's millions of templates on this thing, and it's easy to work with. It allows greater flexibility to create a newsletter, and I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing on it. I have to give a huge recommendation thanks to Tina, because Tina over at RMA said use Canva. This is great. Mm-hmm.
That's what she's using. So we're hoping
that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, we're hoping that it starts to make our newsletter look as wonderful as the RMA's.
Yeah, and I think that with us switching to this new format will give us the flexibility that we need so that we can create better content and that flows easier and is more appealing and readable to the to the recipients.
Okay. Like I said, I'm thrilled to hear that.
Absolutely thrilled. With regard to the solid waste, I'm going to be honest. I didn't read the second page at all. I went right past it. It looked like the same thing that we'd seen the previous couple of months. And so I don't know if there's any new information in there. If there is, I didn't read it because it looked the same as the previous 2 months.
Sure.
I think.
And that's great feedback for Cal Waste.
Yeah,
as well.
I think we can. I don't think we need maybe a gentle reminder. Put out your organics and your trash every week. Mm-hmm. Recycle every other week. I just don't think we need. And it's interesting. I don't know about the rest of you. Travis, you drive. Kelly, you drive the neighborhood. It's interesting on pickup days. A lot of weeks, I don't see the organic bins out in front of a lot of my neighbors' homes. And I've talked to friends, and I know they're just going, it's too much trouble. Mm-hmm. They're using the garbage disposal as much as they can,
right.
Which is going to put more solid product into our plant. And then I think they're just, I'm scraping the plate off in the trash like I always have.
We haven't received the actual cans that we're supposed to use. Number one. And it's not that I disagree with you.
Yeah, I just don't think that's going to change the behavior, because we heard from people at one of our meetings recently about, I have this little tiny bit of organic stuff left from when I fix a meal, and it's going to sit on my counter all week, or it's going to be, I literally take it out and dump it in the can. I have to go out through the garage and out by the side gate. And we do that pretty religiously. Do I scrape every piece of breadcrumb, or bread crust and take it out? I claim the fifth. I think that kind of gentle reminder, but I don't think we need all that content. And I think we have other stuff here to talk about. I would much have preferred, because we didn't have them prepared, although I think we certainly could have, I would much rather have seen a list of frequently asked questions about the integrated water master plan. in that space instead of all that about the solid waste. But again, that's my opinion, and I am encouraged by the fact that you may have new formatting that'll make it a little easier. But like I said, I think just that front article, this formatting would have allowed subtitling. Or we could have taken out some of the solid waste stuff on page 2, moved some of that to the second page, specifically maybe the grand jury information, and I think that probably deserved a little separate treatment. And maybe a little expansion on that.
Okay. one of the things I wanted to say is none of us here are experts that I know of. I mean, I've done some marketing things in the past, but it doesn't make me an expert on any of this stuff. So we're kind of going by what we know, by what we can pull together. I think the pipeline is one of the things that either is going to get our residents' attention, or it's not, and then it's a waste of all of our time. One thing that is puzzling to me is I feel like we're a little bit different committee than the rest of the committees, because we are actually not necessarily bringing stuff to the board, but we're like a working committee. And I've recently been told that the Communications Committee needs to get their information from staff. And so I'm not sure where we fit in at this point. And I was hoping Michael would be here so he could possibly answer some of those questions.
Well, I'm intrigued by that last comment.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to be doing, the committee? And that's one of the things that I have some question about. Are we supposed to contribute anything? Are we supposed to just, do we look at stuff before it goes out? I mean, we did talk about that. I just want to make sure that when we do the pipeline that people are involved, people know what, if they're going to write an article or put something in there, that what the parameters are and what we can do that does not offend the Brown Act as a committee. And so that those are some things that concern me. And Steve wrote a flyer. I've written flyers and had them taken out. So I don't know what the process is or what the structure is or how we're supposed to be doing this. And so that's something that I would like an answer to. What exactly are the committee, what exactly is the committee supposed to be doing, and how do we get that information out to the community?
And maybe those are questions for our legal counsel, because I don't, Paula has more experience than I do, certainly. I don't know if she's...
You know, my thought on the communications committee is that it's related to information sharing with the residents.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pipeline is a key piece of that. My understanding of this particular committee, and I could be wrong and there could be more components of it, but is really how do we get that information out to the community? What ways are we getting that information out, and what type of important information does the community need to know about? And that is my understanding of this particular community, communications committee. So it all encompasses everything that the district is doing. And, you know, Amelia works really hard to put a lot of information on the website and the Facebook page. And I have to give her some credit for the pipeline, because the pipeline is not an easy thing to put together. You know, there's a lot of information that we do have in very short pieces that in the formatting structure that we're allowed to put that information in. And so sometimes not everything gets put in as we would like it to, and sometimes more information than necessary on other things just because of the formatting and the limitations that we have. But I would assume that the intent of the communications committee is to determine the appropriate channels to get out that information and determine what that important information is.
I guess what I'm asking is, who does the work?
Staff.
That's the answer?
Staff.
Okay.
The communications committee is, and any committee, is to provide guidance and direction to staff, and ultimately staff are the ones that carry out that work product.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, are we finished? Steve, did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I don't have anything to add right now.
Communications with the community concerning the Integrated Water Master Plan. That's an item that I think has moved on from communications. I'm not sure about that. Again, I wish Mike was here, but maybe he can answer this later. Some suggestions have been made, and I don't really know what we're doing. Do you know, Steve?
I have no clue. Again, not to beat a dead horse, we had a town hall meeting on the 18th of March. We had a plethora of questions that were passed around in two documents, a plethora of questions that were asked verbally at the meeting, a lot of good answers given to the questions that were asked verbally. We're now April 6th. I think we should have already had two series of FAQs posted on our website relaying some of that information. This is foundational stuff. And as the Integrated Water Master Plan progresses, I think there will be greater opportunities for some of the more complex issues to be addressed. And some of those may not be addressed really until a draft report comes mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. But I think there were a lot of opportunities, and it's been my preference and suggestion was to have some FAQs out. It's been derailed now at least twice, so I'm done. I'm not going to make any more recommendations about that.
I understand your frustration. The questions that we were hoping to be able to get out and to answer for people were not technical questions. So we were not relying on work that the Mattis and Atkins companies were doing, because they are just starting. So as far as technical questions are concerned, I don't think that was what we were intending to try and ask or pull together. Is that a fair statement, Steve?
Yeah, I want to see if I can find the questions that I had prepared.
And it comes to that. Again, it comes to that point of who's supposed to do the work, and then does the committee get a review? They asked this committee to be involved, but when we've been involved, I'm not sure that I'm just not sure that it has been receptive. Travis?
Michael wanted me to share. Yesterday I did a tour with Janice Eckert mm-hmm. at the wastewater facility mm-hmm. to kind of give her an idea of how our process is.
Right,
she had got up in the town hall mm-hmm. and made some comments, and so I've been having some discussions with her about, you know, where she was getting her information mm-hmm. and I just wanted to show her the process of what we have so that she'll understand where I'm coming from when I make my statements. And I thought it was very good, and we spent some time, and she was happy that I did. And she had made the comment to me. She was like, you know, this is the first time anyone's offered to show me anything. And one of the things that I feel that could potentially be beneficial is...
all of us have a tour.
I have no problem showing the residents, mm-hmm. the board, anybody. I'll walk them the tour, because I don't live here, so I don't have a stake in the game. I'm just going to tell the truth of what yeah. what I got, of what I know. And I I told her, I said, if she any of her friends or anything want a tour, just let me know. I have no problem doing it to give the information. And I told her if she has questions for me and if I don't know, I'm just going to tell her I don't know.
Yeah.
And I will, and then, but I will answer her questions to the best of my ability. And I, and it lasted about 2 hours, and you know, and she was very appreciative for the time.
I think we could all use that kind of information. And, and you may not live here, but you are an extremely dedicated employee who does a terrific job at making us water.
Thank you.
So that's the kind of. Just a little pronouncement here on my part, but that's the kind of thing that we want to see happening. And I've never had a tour either. I was offered when Tom was here. I was offered, but I think doing it as a group of doing the whole board, that would be a really great thing to make happen.
I'd clear my schedule for you, Linda. You just let me know the time of day, and I'll make sure I'm available.
All right, that sounds good. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the Integrated Water Master Plan and the FAQs and all the rest of it. As a committee, we're here. I don't know what else to say except that. Steve, did you find what you were looking for? No? Any other number six directors and staff comments? I think we kind of beat that up. anybody else? Thank you for your input, both of you, and I appreciate it. Okay. Let us know when we actually have that new formatting.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're working on it, and we'll send templates out to the different formatting to both the directors so they can review the formatting and provide input for us.
Okay. So, with that, I pronounce this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.